This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda urges intellectuals to speak and write in favor of change. International Yoga Day being celebrated today by organizing various programs. Nepal's sovereign debt exceeds ₹2,400 billion. And Rafah fighting rages as political divisions widen in Israel-Gaza war. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that those making the general public confused by spreading wrong information and creating negativity in the society do not love the country and people. Inaugurating the 6th National Conference of the Nepal Intellectuals Organization today, Prime Minister Dahal underlined that the society could be headed towards the right path only by creating hope along with positive thinking among the people, stating that there was a significant role of intellectuals in political changes of the country. The Prime Minister mentioned that in the past, intellectuals were proactive in building organization and ideology. Prime Minister Dahal viewed that all should play roles from their respective areas to safeguard the achievements of the revolution as well as prepare the ideological basis of socialism. International Day of Yoga is being observed in Nepal with various programs today. This day has been celebrated since June 21, 2015, following a decision by the United Nations in 2014. The main event was held at SOS Children's Village in Bhaktapur. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda addressed the gathering, emphasizing Nepal's potential as a key destination for yoga research. Prime Minister Dahal highlighted yoga's role in promoting a healthy lifestyle. Minister for Education Sumana Shrestha supported this view, stressing the benefit of yoga for health. Secretary Deepak Kafli reading a message from President Ramchandra Paudal, who noted yoga's scientific values and its importance for physical and mental health. Vice President Ram Shai Prasad Yadav also shared his thoughts, expressing hope that Yoga Day will unite people worldwide and promote health and happiness. This year's Yoga Day slogan is Yoga for Self and Society. Nepal's sovereign debt has surpassed ₹2,400 billion as of mid-June 2024. The Public Debt Management Office reports that Nepal must pay ₹1,192.48 billion in internal debt and ₹1,207.86 billion in external debt. The government aimed to raise ₹452.75 billion in loan for the current fiscal year. By mid-May, ₹225 billion was collected internally and ₹82.67 billion externally, achieving 67.96% of the target. Office Chief Dirga Raj Mainali stated that ₹145 billion is yet to be collected. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Khaji Shrestha will leave for the Islamic Republic of Iran on Saturday to participate in the Asia Cooperation Dialogue. According to the Foreign Ministry, Minister Shrestha is going to lead the Nepali delegation to participate in the meeting to be held in Tehran, the capital of Iran, on Monday. On the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha will also have a bilateral meeting with the foreign ministers of the member states. Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha is scheduled to return home on 26 June. The Maldunga Beni Road has been closed for vehicular traffic for 13 days to facilitate the blacktopping works. This road section is a part of the Kali Gandaki Corridor Highway, a nation pride project that links the north border with the south border. An all-party meeting held at the district administration office decided to close the road, except the essential service vehicles, including ambulances, for 13 days, starting from tomorrow, June 22. Drivers have been urged to use the alternative road. The Melamchi Water Supply Development Board announced that Melamchi Water Supply Project will not close today. Water is being sent to the valley with caution, despite initial plans to close the project due to the monsoon season. Executive Director Ratnarami Lamichani stated that they decided to continue water supply until heavy rains occur, which was closed due to minimized risk. The committee will reassess and may shut down the project if heavy rains pose a threat. Chairman of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Ravi Lamichani affirmed the party's commitment to achieving political maturity and ideological clarity. To celebrate second year of establishment, Rashtriya Swatantra Party organized a tea party at its central office from 7 p.m. to 5 p.m. Despite challenges in the past 2 years, the party has garnered significant attention in parliament and the government. The revenue collection of the Inland Revenue Department has increased over the last some months. Inland Revenue Department statistics on revenue collection shows that it collected revenue totaling Rs. 448 billion in the last 11 months of the current fiscal year until June 14, 2024. Inland Revenue Department Director General Shivalal Tiwari said that revenue collection has increased by Rs. 40 billion until June 14 of the current fiscal year as compared to the last fiscal year. The custom office in Rasuwa has raised Rs. 585.5 million in fine from traders who tried to evade custom duty reporting less quantity of goods imported from China. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israeli tanks advanced into western Rafah in South Gaza, firing shells at tents for displaced people. According to Al Jazeera, one armored vehicle was destroyed by a Hamas-planted explosive device. The White House called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's criticism of the suspension of a U.S. weapon delivery to Israel disappointing, reflecting growing tension between the allies. Israeli air attacks killed 8 people in Gaza City's Zaytom neighborhood in the past 24 hours. UN experts warned arms manufacturers against sending weapons to Israel, citing potential complicity in the international law violation. India's top examinations for admissions into medical schools and research programs have come under unprecedented scrutiny amid mounting evidence of corruption and paper leaks. According to the BBC, the National Testing Agency is at the center of these controversies over the integrity of the National Eligibility Come Entrance Test, NEET, NEET. NTA is an autonomous body under India's Ministry of Education that is responsible for holding the nationwide examination, and NEET is a national exam for medical aspirants held last month. The exam results on June 4 revealed irregularities in marks and a dramatically high number of toppers, with a wave of arrest in different parts of the country for alleged paper leaks and multi-million dollar cheating scams. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned South Korea it would be making a big mistake if it arms Ukraine in the war against Russia. The BBC reports that his comments come after Seoul said it was considering such a possibility in response to Russia and North Korea's new pact to help each other. The Russian leader was speaking in Vietnam shortly after a lavish visit to Pyongyang, where he signed a mutual defense agreement with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda urges intellectuals to speak and write in favour of change. International Yoga Day being celebrated today by organizing various programs. Nepal's sovereign debt exceeds Rs. 2,400 billion. Rafah fighting rages as political divisions widen in Israel-Gaza war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.